today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brother and sister, Salamun alaikum, and so welcome to another episode of today's special, in which we're going to speak about hardship as a blessing. And today is 15th of the month of Shawwal, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, 25th of the month of Farvardin, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, 14th of April, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. So welcome to today's special, and we'll listen to chapter 3 of the Holy Quran, verse 178, to see what's the important point of this verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا يحسبن الذين كفروا أنما نملي لهم خير لأنفسهم إنما نملي لهم ليزدادوا إثما ولهم عذاب مهين.
And let not those who disbelieve ever think that because we extend their time of enjoyment, it is better for them. We only extend it for them so that they may increase in sin, and for them is a humiliating punishment.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The history details that when Yazid, the caliph of the time, had Imam Hussein slain, the household members of the Imam, including Hadrat Zainab Kubra, alayha salam, were taken to Syria as captures. In his meeting, Yazid proudly addressed Hazrat Zainab and said, "Did you see that Allah is with us?" In answer to him, Lady Zainab, peace be upon her, recited this very verse and added, "I know your rank low and little, and it is deserving for any despising. Do whatever you wish, but by Allah, be aware that you cannot quench the light of Allah."
From the wind to the trees, to the buzzing of the bees, Ya Rabbi Al-Alamin, your creation is a dream. From the stars to the moon, your dominion is so vast, yet your beauty isn't seen. Ya Rabbi, please accept my prayer. Ya Rabbi Al-Alamin, Ya Rahmanu Ya Rahim.
Remember, every hardship in your life is a blessing, and today we'll speak about that. Some believe that people suffer due to their sins, foolishness, irresponsibility, or improper planning. Therefore, it is mistakenly thought that a person deserves to suffer, that it was decided by Allah, and consequently they deserve no sympathy. Others believe that Allah sometimes deliberately plans for His close servants to suffer as a means for their perfection, a reason for giving them more in hereafter, in the hereafter. However, this does not mean that those who apparently do not suffer have a problem. The truth is everyone is suffering to one degree or another. But when some people do not observe apparent suffering, they tend to wrongly assume the person is wrongdoer because Hadith says that the people who are good would suffer. Our role is to be as non-judgmental as possible and leave everything to Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. This is Ali, your host. Today we are going to talk about divine tests and trials. Humans are tested internally through their intellect and desires, guided by divine messengers on one side and tempted by Satan or Shaitan and misleading influences on the other. This dynamic is compounded by worldly limitations and the necessity of faith in the unseen. Divine testing is a universal principle that has applied to all previous nations and even to the greatest prophets. They faced some of the most severe trials. Testing is an ongoing tradition of Allah for all humanity. These trials serve a developmental purpose, just as gold is refined in fire to remove impurities, or soldiers undergo rigorous training to build resilience and strength. Divine tests function similarly. They make individuals stronger, more aware, purer, and ultimately help them grow spiritually and physically. In a sense, divine trials are a means for human perfection and development.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, Hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
We'll look at one reason why we go through problems and difficulties. We go through hardship in order for us to become stronger believers. And you'll not have any type of growth or progression if you don't go through any type of pain. And so anybody who works out in the gym, they hear the phrase often, no pain, no gain. If you don't go through any type of pain, you're not going to grow. You're not going to have the newfound strength. So when you go through a difficulty in your patient, Allah is increasingly you in your strength as a believer.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light. You guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone or anything in life but you.
Taking the Min's daily checklist for today, a tick for sincerely believe in Allah's forgiveness. Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, struck a fatal blow to a man while trying to save the life of another. He turned to Allah and sought forgiveness, and Allah forgave him. "My Lord, indeed I have wronged myself, so forgive me." And he forgave him. Allah forgave him. Indeed, Allah is the forgiving, the merciful. The door to repentance is open, but it demands of us sincerity and that we place our complete trust in Allah, that He will forgive us. It is one's level of tawakkul here that will generate hope and motivation toward good deeds. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "The supreme supplication for seeking forgiveness is to say, 'O Allah, you are my Rabb. There is no true God except you. You have created me, and I am your slave, and hold to your covenant as far as I can. I seek refuge in you from the evil of what I have done. I acknowledge the favors that you have bestowed upon me, and I confess my sins. Pardon me, for none but you has the power to pardon.' He who supplicates in these terms during the day with firm belief in it and dies on the same day before the evening, he will be one of the dwellers of paradise or Jannah. And if anyone supplicates in these terms during the night with firm belief in it and dies before the morning, he will be one of the dwellers of Jannah."
Sayyid Muhammad Ridwi,
"When it comes to awlad, when he gives awlad, that's imtihan and fitna. When he doesn't give awlad, that's also imtihan and you know, fitna, to see how people are reacting to Allah's decision. وَمَعْنَ ذَلِكَ أَنَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ يَخْتَبِرُهُمْ بِالْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ." Imam says that the meaning of this ayat is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing ikhtibar. Ikhtibar means imtihan. He is testing them through the means of the wealth and through their children. لَيَتَبَيَّنَ السَّاخِتُ لِرِزْقِهِ وَالرَّاضِي بِقِسِمِهِ. So that he may see how people react to these situations, whether it's wealth or children. You know, are they displeased with what Allah is giving them? Or are they happy with Allah, what Allah has, you know, blessed them with? And then he gives an example later on. He says, وَإِنْ كَانَ سُبْحَانَهُ أَعْلَمُ بِهِمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah puts us through test and trial. It's not that he doesn't know about us. He knows. But justice demands that we be given the chance, you know, to prove ourselves. And this is what Imam is saying. Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows them more than they know themselves, وَلَكِنْ لِتَظْحَرَ الْعَفْعَالَ الَّتِي بِهَا يُسْتَحَقُّ الثَّوَابَ وَالْعِقَابَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts them through fitna, test and trial, so that they can do things and react to it in a way that they will become deserving of a reward or punishment. So our reaction to this, to the fitna, you know, that's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would like to see, how are you reacting to it? And then He will give the reward or the punishment accordingly.
That was today's special from IRIB English Radio. We leave you in Allah's care. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyun Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyun Imami, Aliyun Imami, Aliyun Imami.
لا إله إلا الله، الله ربي،
محمد نبي علي الإمام
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.